The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Tausch, by the way, in Las Vegas. What is this thing, Jesse?
All right.
Don't they have a big golf event there in Vegas every year?
So apparently this is a big deal. He went to this last year as well. The Badgers have a big golf event, Wisconsin Athletics, out in Vegas. So I don't know if LePay's there with them, driving them around. I don't know if, Fickle. I don't know who's all there. But there's
Fickle giving them a hard time.
I would imagine so if he is. There's a big Wisconsin Athletics event going on in Vegas. So Tausch is out there as the Badgers radio color analyst, as he occasionally joins the show.
I'd like to figure out who started that. I'm trying to think it was, I don't know, somebody. I don't think the person's still around that started.
Dave McClain?
No, it was like a booster or somebody, I thought. I could be wrong. Who had the Butch? Who had the
Butch's Bologna Bash?
Butch's Bologna Bash. I don't know if somebody. I'll have to check in with my.
The hell do you know? You're a Marquette guy.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
A letter sweater from Wisconsin. Come on. Worst
you
one.
You do.
Ever
that given, doesn't mean he doesn't know things. Yeah.
I worked in Madison.
I know
the
you.
The greatest
did.
Person I ever worked with was Marsh Shapiro.
Love Marsh. R.I.P.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Greatest. I thought I was the greatest person you ever worked with.
No, you're not Marsh. Nope. You might be two, but you're not number one.
Well, anyway, today is the big golf day, and Tausch said he is unavailable. Tomorrow, he said he is probably available to join his own show. Now, usually we have you join as a guest on your own show, Jason. I don't know what Tausch will be like joining as a guest on his own show, so that'll be interesting. But he is still off tomorrow, back on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, we look forward to him returning and maybe visiting us tomorrow.
Oh, so I'll be on your show on Wednesday when he's back. Good.
Works out perfectly.
For him,
there it is.
Brian Bulaga is scheduled as our cousin sub of the day tomorrow. Is that true?
That is correct.
We look forward to that. Too bad Homer won't be on when Brian is the cousin sub, because then I can do what he does when I'm on with Brian on his show, which is just not talk. And then interrupt after you said you're not going to talk, which happens quite frequently. All right, I want to get back to something that we had earlier in the rundown, which I know, unlike your guy Tausch, you love to read the rundown, so you're prepared for things that may or may not happen.
Never read one in my life, at least not. Well, maybe I did. No, I don't believe I've ever read a rundown.
Today's show was just for you, Jason.
I have read a few.
Glad I read it at least. So you have been. Is it fair to say that you have been critical of Matt LaFleur?
No, I don't.
Not unfairly critical, but critical.
I think I've been positive toward Matt LaFleur, but I have brought up my concerns. I've said he's a good coach. I think it'd be incorrect for someone to say that I've said that he's not a good coach.
Okay, I didn't say you said that, but okay. I feel like there have been
some
aspects.
He has the same problem as Goody.
Which is?
Good, but not good enough.
Hmm. Well, speaking of good but not good enough, some might argue.
And their quarterback.
He has also been not good enough, but good. That's very good. I like that.
Thank you.
But one of the things he admitted he has not been good enough in are critical moments. In fact, in our conversation that Tausch and I had with him at the Tundra Trio, Jesse's worked very hard to try and clean up the audio. It was a tough scenario out there in the. With the draft excitement, we caused that big bottleneck, Jesse, of all the people walking through, stopping to listen to the head coach.
I actually saw on social media. It was a newscaster somewhere from the Milwaukee area. I forgot who it was, but he posted pictures of his attendance at the draft, and one of them was from that bottleneck. A picture of Matt LaFleur on stage with you guys. I was like, "Hey, look, that's us. That's fun."
One of Sydney's classmates. Teammates, friends, whatever she is, it's always hard to follow the vagaries of teenage girls. But she took a picture of the back of my head, which I thought was the best angle she could have gotten, because she was standing there listening to Matt LaFleur talk as well. And if she was standing there at the right time, she would have heard Matt LaFleur admit that maybe the Packers and he specifically have not handled the most critical moments all that well. Here is Matt LaFleur discussing that during our conversation at the Tundra Trio during the draft.
There were some moments, though, in games where I don't think we managed the game the way it should have been managed. And that is something that I feel like we've done a pretty good job with over the course of time. And there were a couple instances, Chicago being the number one, that where we let it get away from us. And that falls squarely on my shoulders. So I take that very personally. And you usually don't get a whole lot of sleep when something like that happens.
So the reason I wanted to play this for you, Homer, is that this is Tausch's biggest bugaboo about him. He is very critical of his getting too emotional, throwing the challenge flag when he shouldn't, all that kind of stuff.
Agree 100%.
Okay, horrible. That's what I want.
Horrible. It's the worst aspect. It's surprising to me that someone that's smart hasn't accepted that and found a way to have a staff. I mean, they have 100 people on their staff. To have someone handle this. He's been horrible. I don't have all the instances, but like, what is he thinking? Have there been late game situations? Yeah, he doesn't do it well. He needs an assistant who helps him in that regard.
Well, he does. I mean, that is Connor Lewis.
Well, then he needs to be fired, and they need to get a new guy.
Well, maybe he just doesn't listen to him often enough. I think he admits
that he needs to be fired because he's not getting the job done. His job is to help the head coach in an area he's been weak. He ain't got it done. I don't care what
maybe
the reason
he's
why.
Maybe he's giving him good advice and the head coach is ignoring him. Then should we fire him still?
Yes. Find somebody else that the coach will listen to. If the guy's giving him good advice and he doesn't listen, there's no point in having him.
Well, right, but if the,
so
maybe
we
the
get
head
somebody
coach
else,
should just
we'll
do a
go to plan
job
B.
Of
kind of like
to
having
it.
Someone that sends a show rundown. If the guy doesn't look at the rundown,
correct.
What's the point of doing it?
Yes. Fire that guy.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're fired.
No, he should
because
send
Homer
it to other
didn't read
people.
The sheets.
He sent it to other people. If you're sending it to Homer, what are you thinking?
My question for you is, so do you think he can get better at this, or do you
think... Yeah, he has to get better. Of all the things about him, I mean, however Tauscher feels, I'm vice president, the same. I don't get it. He's too good to perform this poorly. And I don't have all the particulars, but it's not just the challenges. It's amazing. I mean, they have to have analytics. He might be the worst, right? It's like,
yeah,
when he challenges how many times when he challenges do you go, what the hell is he thinking?
Yeah, he was 0-6 until he finally got one right. And what I thought, and we don't have to play this clip, but what I thought was interesting was that when he was talking about those and answering Tausch's question, he basically made it sound like it's no big deal. Like, yeah, just take a flyer on one. No!
I agree.
They have the people in New York correcting mistakes. There's no reason. Oh, well, you just take a shot. No.
I want to give him credit for the most honest comment he's ever made.
It was honest.
He doesn't give a damn about this stuff very much. He's got more important things to think about. And so he just does whatever.
Yeah.
You know, which Happy Meal do you pick when you go to McDonald's? I don't know. I don't care. Yes, that's the answer. Yes. Doesn't it explain it? That explains his behavior.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, Jesse, it is time now. You've been teasing it for a week. I still don't know what comes in an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack, but it doesn't matter because we're done. We're playing trivia, and we're giving away a new prize to the weekly winner when we draw the name on Friday. With our friends at Vortex Golf.
Vortex Golf, now our sponsor of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. We're so excited to have Vortex Golf on hand. And I know golf is a popular thing that many of our Wilde and Tausch fans are part of. And especially this time of year, you're going to want to get the best stuff to help out your game. Vortex Golf Blade Rangefinder with Swag Bag is what we're giving away this week.
Wow.
As a Wilde and Tausch Trivia prize pack at the end of the week. So it's Vortex Golf Blade Rangefinder. You get a brand new rangefinder from Vortex, one of the best in the business, plus a Vortex Golf Swag Bag to go with it. This is not your average ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. This is a great prize pack for golfers as you get set to play this summer.
And just to be clear, the rules still apply. You get your questions right. You get your entries. We draw on Friday. Not everyone who plays gets this. It is just like it has been. You will be drawn at random from the cheese fry helmet to win the Vortex Golf prize pack. So in honor of Vortex Golf, I assume these are going to be golf questions.
It's the sports weekend recap.
So no.
Because there might be one golf question in there. I forgot if I actually did that or not because I wrote these a while back. But
I'm here to tell you no.
Oh. Well, just out of curiosity, great. Why would you mention you wrote them a while back? That makes me think you don't give a damn about the questions.
No, I wrote them.
It's kind of like Matt LaFleur with challenge.
A lot.
Yes, exactly. I think we just got the answer.
I forgot I saw Aaron Rodgers had a ring on his finger. I forgot what I wrote for the questions at 8 this morning. Stuff happens, Homer.
A while ago was 8 this morning?
It was like 7:45. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to get ready, figure out if I was wearing shorts or jeans today. Becca said my sweatshirt didn't look good.
Just out of curiosity. How much time did you spend on shorts or jeans?
More than I should have.
And what did you ultimately choose?
Okay.
We went
jeans
today.
No. 5 seconds is more than you should have.
I looked it up.
I'm guessing we're talking 15 minutes.
I looked up the weather on the app. I saw, well, okay, it's probably warm enough to wear shorts, but it's the coldest day of the week, so I'll probably wear shorts the rest of the week. So, yeah, it was
he's a complicated fella.
And the shoulder angels were debating back and forth with each other for a little bit. Yeah.
Caller 10 for Wildy and Tausch Trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This is so exciting. Time now for trivia.
Vortex Golf. Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
My bad.
What a debut.
Yeah, my bad.
What'd you do there?
Well, I mean, if you... All right. We love Vortex, and that's my mistake. We'll do it again in a minute here. What I did was I was testing that in the commercial break to make sure we had it all working correctly so it wouldn't get botched, and then I forgot to turn it back on when I hit it just now, and then we joined it midway through. My mistake. Time now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Day one. We got time.
What a well-oiled machine we are. Let's welcome in our contestant who hopefully will do better than Jesse just did. It is Steve in the Shaw. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good morning. I'm not going to ask you how you are because, like Homer, him and I don't really care.
I appreciate that, I think.
I'm doing great.
Well, good for you. I don't really care either. All right, question one, Steve. Is this? It was another tough loss for the industry this weekend. What is the name of the horse who was favored to win but came up short in this year's Kentucky Derby? Was it journalism, citation, or nepotism?
I love the laugh. I love it. Let's go journalism.
It was indeed. Tough loss for journalism, but journalism's been losing for a while. One for one, Steve. Speaking of
Steve's...
It was
not a tough loss. The other horse beat him.
I was speaking more for journalism as a whole, not the specific horse.
I thought that
horse.
Was part two of it.
Journalism really needed a nice dub and
we
just
needed a
couldn't
win.
Get it.
Yeah, exactly. Homer, you got question two?
I do not.
Okay, I've got questions too. It's amazing how much him and Tausch are similar. No,
I can't win when we do this because when I put Jason's asking all three questions, Homer goes, "How come I don't get to ask a question?" And then when I do have Homer ask a question, goes,
I can't win. No, it's not fair. I mean, how many times I've done this and I've participated almost never. So it's like 95%. And you tried to sell it as different.
But in fairness, it's because you didn't participate the first times that we got away from having you participate at all. And then you said, how come I don't get to participate? It's a whole thing.
All right. Sounds good.
Steve, question two.
Don't make the mistake again.
Question two, Steve. Which former Brewers player's son drove in the first RBI of his career to help the Brewers, help propel the Brewers to a 4-0 win over the Cubs on Sunday afternoon? Was it Ricky Weeks' son, Mike Cameron's, or Lyle Overbay's?
Well, I know the answer to this, but I wasn't happy that he was in because that meant that there was an injury to Sal, and Sal's one of my favorites, and hopefully he'll be okay. But Cameron came in to replace Sal playing right field.
Mike Cameron's son is named what?
Daz. Daz Cameron.
You and Becca might want to consider that down
Daz
the road.
Is a good one, yeah.
So Mike Cameron's son. I also saw, I didn't realize this because I don't follow baseball closely, Roger Clemens' son is in the majors with the Twins.
Didn't he hit a home run, I think? Or did
he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did at Fenway with his dad in attendance. So good for both Mike Cameron's son, Daz, and for Roger Clemens' son, Colby. He named all his kids with Ks because he struck out so many people, which is
Check,
good.
I'm betting his mom has some athletic ability, too.
Maybe.
At one point, the Toronto Blue Jays had Craig Biggio's son, Vlad Guerrero's son, and someone else's. It was like Hall of Famers' kids all played for the Blue Jays.
Not Clemens. He's not in the Hall of Fame. All right, question three. And a chance at a perfect score in our first ever Vortex Golf Will D. Tausch trivia. Which of these teams did not win a Game 7 over the weekend? So two of them did, one did not. Was that team that did not win a Game 7, the Golden State Warriors, the Colorado Avalanche, or the Winnipeg Jets?
Good question.
Let's go with the Avalanche.
The Warriors beat the Rockets. The Jets beat the Blues. I don't know what the Colorado Avalanche did, but they did not win
a
Game
7.
They blew
it. They blew it Saturday. They had a two-goal lead, and they blew it against the Dallas Stars.
The Blues blew it.
I know I heard
that.
Well, the Blues really blew it, yeah.
I know I heard that Winnipeg, they scored a goal with like 2 seconds left in regulation, and then they won a double overtime. So
it was incredible, yeah.
I saw that game, or at least some of that game. All right, Steve, congratulations. The stakes are the highest with the new Vortex Golf partnership for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, and you now have 4 entries into Friday's drawing for the opportunity to win a rangefinder from Vortex Golf and a swag bag. Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
Nice job, Jesse. Now,
perfect in the Vortex era. That's fun.
Yeah, you were not, but our contestant was, Steve in the Saw. All right, so before we get to Wonelli, see if you can be perfect with your imitation of Tausch telling us about Coors Light, which I'm sure he's going to be drinking a few of in Vegas.
Oh, Mark Tauscher here, and you know I'm out in Vegas right now, and I'm on the golf course. Oh, I'm loving those blue mountains of Coors Light. Cold, refreshing Coors Light. Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, celebrating a big win after the game, or you just need a moment to chill, crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill. The mountains of Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans turn blue when chilled to perfection, which besides the refreshing taste is, Mark Tauscher, that's me, my favorite thing about drinking Coors Light. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories, Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado. Hey, Jason, I'm not that far from Golden, Colorado, right? I could stop over there and say hi to everybody because I'm in Vegas because I'm Mark Tauscher.
Jesse will return to his normally scheduled persona of Jesse Nelson for Whoa, Nelly! Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Go, baby, go, go, go!
Jesse returns to being Jesse instead of Mark Tauscher telling you about Coors Light to play Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, couple of shout-outs to my brothers-in-law. Is that how you say that?
If you're referring to multiple well done. Women?
Thank you. Journalism. So first of all, I mentioned on Friday's show with you and Tausch, Chris is a big Winnipeg Jets fan, and he asked if I'd be tuning in to watch the greatest event in sports, a potential advancing game in hockey as you get late into a series. Well, game 7, scoring with 1.6 seconds left in front of the home crowd, going to double overtime and then walking it off, pretty hard to beat. I did tune in once I saw the game had gone to overtime the way that it did last night. Does playoff hockey resonate with either of you? Do you tune in, especially if you see a game is close, or is there a matchup that is compelling to you? Is that what your preference is to have on television? Even though as Wisconsin fans, we don't really have a rooting interest in any team.
The Buchegras challenge, overtime challenge, whenever I see that tweet, gets my attention. This is the only time of year that I watch NHL hockey. I do like playoff hockey. I don't know most of the players. I don't know who's good and who's not. I don't follow the NHL all season long like my buddy Judd Zolgad up in the Twin Cities. But I am intrigued by playoff hockey, especially Game 7 and especially sudden death in overtime. Yes, I will turn it on. If I'm scrolling through the channel guide on my Spectrum cable and I see NHL hockey now, I look. Homer?
Never. I appreciate how great it's the most competitive playoffs. It's not even close. I've said hockey players are like ants. They're all ants. There are a couple exceptions. And so who knows when ants are going to win. They play incredibly close games. It's fantastic, but that doesn't mean you can be entertained by it. There hasn't been a star recently that would catch my attention if there was another Gretzky or
Ovechkin just beat Gretzky's record like a month ago.
No, he didn't. Did not. When you say that, you don't know anything about hockey. Wayne Gretzky has only one record that matters. What is it? Points. He's got like 8 trillion of them. The number of goals he had never meant diddly his entire career, and anybody sold it that just didn't tell the truth.
The stat that I always find amazing about that is the fact that if you took away all his goals, I don't know, this is probably not the case anymore now with Ovi's record, but you could take away all his goals and he'd still be all-time leading points scorer in hockey history. Yeah. Even without all the goals.
Right.
Which is insane.
Yes, the goals were never an issue with Gretzky, his entire career.
So are you saying
by the way.
Being the big hockey
Are you saying hockey peaked too early?
No, like, it's me. It's never. I don't blame anything. It's
definitely you.
Like, Gretzky was so good that no one will ever be as good as him. Therefore, no, the stars be other aren't ever as good.
It's just
what
like,
was.
No, the hockey needs Caitlin Clark. They need a Caitlin Clark. They don't have one. They got great players. The WNBA's had great players. They've never had a Caitlin Clark.
Whoa, Nelly!
Again, it always pains me to say this.
Pretty good.
But that's pretty good.
Or a Netflix documentary, like Tausch said the other day.
Oh, are you going to watch the Favre documentary that they're teasing now on Netflix?
I got to admit I will, just to find out how bad the disaster is. It's totally, I mean, other people said, like, you just want to know how bad it is, right? Because that's all it is. It's just going to destroy him. It was all done as a result. I don't think they ever would have done it. The womanizing is irrelevant. It's all about his involvement in the stealing money from poor people to be...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
I don't want him to sue
and,
you.
And so somebody just decided, anybody who's done that, we're going to kill him. We're going to destroy him. We're going to ruin his reputation as best
well,
we can.
We're going to bring to light the truth, I would argue. But yeah,
again,
look, I have not... As I said, I wouldn't. I have not watched the Aaron Rodgers docu-series. You have or have not?
No, I have not. I don't need to.
We lived it.
Again, this sounds to me like we're on the same page.
We are.
This one I will watch. I have to admit. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
And I think he was... I think he has people to be very bitter to.
I think he knew what he was doing, but that's another conversation for another
day.
Yeah,
he did, but he thought he'd get away with it when they tell you the governor
said everything.
No, because when they tell you the governor said it's okay, I would think it would be okay. And I believe that is documented as accurate in some tweet or somewhere.
Well, no.
Yes.
Whoa, Nelly!
It was stupid to be a part of it, but...
Maybe we'll find out soon on Netflix.
You have people that say, hey, you can get away with this, but, you know, don't go there. Governor says it's fine. I'm going to believe it's fine. But I don't think that's going to be a big part of the documentary. We'll see if that makes it. I suspect not.
Whoa, Nelly!
Homer, are you familiar with the Breaking 200 challenge that Tausch has continued to... pressure Jason to try and get into.
I am aware of the challenge, yes.
Okay. So I'd like to propose a new twist to that, which
I think
Tausch would endorse.
But Jason's not going to do it.
The
issue isn't Tausch. The issue is Jason.
Rather than trying to break 200, how many holes would it take for Jason to amass 200 and
look
what
it,
was it?
Look it. All right, let me address this.
Okay.
Okay, Jason is a good athlete. He's always been a good athlete. He can shoot whatever he wants to in golf. If Jason wants to be better than Tauscher, Jason can be better than Tauscher. He has other interests. He has no interest. So it's just, you might ask him about going to the moon. I would say the only hope would be is if you picked a charity and donated a certain amount of money based on how low his score was, then you have a chance. But I'm not even sure. There are other things way more important than proving that he can play golf.
So a couple things. First of all,
I didn't
thank
even
you
say what I was proposing yet.
I'm saving you time.
You did though. You said how many holes would it take to amass that?
Scotty Scheffler hit 253, which is the best score in a round, tied for the best score in a four round match in PGA history.
So he played four rounds and he only took 253
yes,
total
he finished
shots.
31 under par to win the Byron Nelson over the weekend, which was
that is impressive,
insane. Yeah,
I would say this. First of all, thank you for bringing this up because it reminds me that I need to send a text to Sean Rizacek, my buddy that works for TaylorMade, because both girls are playing golf this summer. They want me to start playing again. I need to get clubs so I can play. Secondly.
They sell them at Play It Again Sports.
Yeah, I think I need all the help I can get.
They sell very good ones at Play It Again Sports.
Well, yeah, but I think Sean might be able to get me a better deal than ones that I buy.
Okay. Now I get it.
You could play trivia, try to win a Vortex prize pack here
I could,
soon.
Yeah, I don't think I play well enough to need a range finder right now. I just want to make sure I keep my head down and hit the ball.
You don't need a range finder.
Straight. But
needs to find a range, am I right?
So I'm excited to get back out there. I don't anticipate doing the Tausch routine anytime soon. But if I start playing with the girls and I can regain my mediocre form that I had as a high school golfer and when we would play regularly in college, then maybe we'll do the 200 challenge. Next.
Whoa,
by the way, I would donate a significant amount of money to charity if Jason would beat Tausch. However, Tausch is a sandbagger, so I can't trust him to actually try. So it's Tausch's shortcomings that prevent me from doing that.
I do. I just want to win enough. I want to win enough so I can get a goat for the people of Haiti. That is my next goal.
Yeah, $100, $200. I can't remember what it is.
Lastly, happy birthday to my other brother-in-law, Nick. He celebrates a birthday today, as he does every year on the 5th of May, which some like to celebrate as Cinco de Mayo. What is the best or worst holiday to share a birthday with?
Christmas.
I would think Christmas stinks if you have a Christmas birthday.
We can ask Davante Adams. His birthday is Christmas Eve, I believe, or maybe he's the 26th and... Elton Jenkins is the 24th. But, yeah, I would think that would – competing with Jesus is a tough deal and Santa.
Nicely done. That's a good T-shirt. I might work on that one.
Thanks.
Competing with Jesus is a tough deal. It's not even close.
Valentine's Day. Sydney's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
That's a fun one.
We have a relative with St. Patrick's Day, too. That's
Easter
actually a good
is
day
a floating
for a
holiday.
That's a great one, yeah.
I'm a little. Hopefully, she'll be responsible when she turns 21 on her birthday.
The cookies, the sugar cookies.
I do enjoy the cookies. Yeah. Easter is a floating holiday, so you can have your birthday on Easter every once in a while, theoretically.
Those would not be the best, but you only have it once every 6 or 7 years because of how the calendar would shake. So that's not too bad, I would think.
I would tend to agree. And this was prompted by yet another one of your brother-in-laws. How many brother-in-laws do you have?
Two. I have two.
Okay.
And Chris is the Winnipeg Jets fan.
I have never wished a brother, sister-in-law, any in-law happy birthday in my 40-some years of radio.
Would you like to start now?
No, I have no interest in starting. I'm amazed that other people do it. I've always done my show for the audience. You think they give a damn that person's birthday? No. But times have changed.
Whoa, Nelly!
What a way to end it. We're going to have lots of extra time to wrap up with Homer.
I didn't want to go down this rabbit
hole. Oh, no. What are you doing?
So my brother-in-law, Nick, who is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Nick! How old
is
he?
I don't know. 20-something. 30? Close. No, 20-something.
What is his social security number? How tall is he? How much does he weigh?
So he recently said... He enjoys our show, but he thinks his favorite show might actually be Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's wrong with that?
Because I'm on this show. He knows me. I see him all the time.
So?
It would be nice for him to say that this is
his
favorite show.
My wife has never listened to my radio show for 40 years. She loves TBR 100 times more than me.
So Nick would be happy to know that at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards Gala on Saturday night, I accepted the Best Radio Show Award on behalf of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Since none of them were there to get it and no one else from ESPN Milwaukee was in attendance.
Wait, they won Best Radio Show in, the state?
Best Morning News Talk Radio Show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Which, big congratulations to them. That's awesome.
Wow, awesome for them.
Yeah.
Were we entered in any categories at all?
I don't know if we made a nomination this year. So, if you don't...
Did we try?
Have you guys won in the past? Haven't you won in the past?
We've won a couple of awards over the years. I forget which categories.
It's a leg lamp.
My dad says if you don't play, you can't lose.
Well, that's a super attitude. George.
I don't think we played this year.
No, actually, you can lose if you don't play.
That's what I've always told him. But in this case, I'd like to think what he says is relevant.
So wait a minute. Don't stop what you're doing.
We all know the show's better. Come on. What are we debating here?
So wait a minute.
Disagrees.
So is this a...
No, we all know that show's better. I mean, the show's good, but it's not as good as that show, right? I admit my show's good, but not as good as this show. We got a food chain.
It's not as long as our show, that's for sure.
That's also true.
So I'm curious.
Jen gave it Chewy tops. This is second, and I don't know.
We've got the awards to prove it. Yeah.
Yes. It's okay. Davis did okay.
I'm going to need an answer to this question.
Kyle Bruston-Norman won an award last year. They were ahead. Yeah.
So is this on the producer to put together a montage of greatest hits that gets you nominated? Because I must say that Josh DiMaggio, clearly, if that is, and again, I don't know how this works.
Apparently, we don't either.
If this is incumbent on the producer his show in position to win an award by putting together some sort of nomination reel, you did not do that for us. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we did not put that together.
All right, so I'm going to need Josh to explain to me if that is how the nomination process works, and if so, if we can fire you.
Is Josh there? Can he pop his mic on for this? Josh, are you
there?
Hey,
guys.
Hey, congrats, Josh. Nice win. Glad we could get that win.
Congratulations to you as the producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is a great show. I join them 3 times a week. I love those guys. They do a phenomenal job. Josh, shed some light on this. Whether we're deserving or not, the honor is to be nominated. But are we missing out on nominations because Jesse is our producer?
That would be correct, yes. The formal process is you merely submit to the Wisconsin broadcasters what you would consider the best 15 minutes of your program. You can do one segment. You can do multiple segments, but as long as it fits within that time limit, because obviously the judges have to be,
it's not a show.
Time is valuable.
That's not your responsibility. Come on.
And yes, the producers for all of our stations.
No, the responsibility is the people at the top of the stations to decide if they want their shows entered. It doesn't.
The way our process works here.
Okay, how's that process work?
For a long time is we get notification that there is a deadline for submission.
Right.
So if you would like to submit your team, it is incumbent on each producer to put together a 15-minute reel and submit it back to our managers, who will then forward it all process.
Listen to this guy.
I stand corrected.
Jesse Nelson, you are standing between us and immortality.
I guess so. You know what? 2026, that'll be our year. This is the year of check the tape. We'll check the tape around January 5th and get it all submitted.
Jesse, what happened to our trophy?
That is a great question. I took a picture with it.
What?
Yeah, there was some guy.
You don't have anything to do with the show.
I don't know who I took the picture with, but then I took the picture with it, and then our whole team took a picture here. I got the tweet up last night, and I was holding it here, and then I set it down, and I don't know if someone grabbed it or if it's still at the Madison Marriott or not. I don't know what happened to the trophy.
All right. Well, I would like to now take the remaining time. Thank you, Joshy. Now I'm really irritated. To congratulate our teammates in Beaver Dam. They took home a haul of awards. So congrats to them. I'm sure our WTMJ teammates won a lot.
They did.
And we won nothing as a show because our producer sucks. But he still got to hold someone else's trophy and act like he had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Nice. I got your back.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh,
thanks, Homer.
We'll wrap
Should
things
never,
up.
Never be the responsibility of a producer to decide what is done as
well,
far
whose
as
whose responsibility should it be?
Yeah, have how many people hire in the food chain?
If you care so
who
much,
to make
you
a
do
decision
it next
on
year.
The importance for a station, and it's because everybody knows not everybody competes. And they don't compete because the people at that station don't think of that it being as very important. If you think it's important, that's fine. That comes from the top and nowhere else.
This has got overtones of criticizing the headlines, switching to movies,
yep.
and then being told, well, fine, then you do it.
Yep.
Even though it was fair critique from a lot of our fans. All right, well, we wrap things up with Steve the Homer.
Oh, yes, so we get Aaron Rodgers. We got Aaron Rodgers still.
Maybe,
yeah, baby.
If we did song headlines, maybe we would have won something.
I take back everything I said. I love the world. I love everyone. Jason Wilde.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Monday on Joe and Q. The conference semis are upon us, but are we all just waiting for the Celtics-Thunder final showdown?
And we hope you're playing on time. This week's Monday movie review is Whiplash from 2014.
Joe and Q on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
Oh, no, we're out of time. The show's supposed to be over already. You'll have to wait to find out if Aaron Rodgers actually got married or not. Thanks to Homer for sitting in for Tausch as our cousin sub of the day. Don't bother to push that button to speak. You're not going to get the opportunity.
Do you know?
That's it
Do
for us today.
You know?
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.